Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Admitting what we have said about so-called vaccine passports. I am Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me to talk about this issue on Faith and Freedom is Holly Mead. Holly, in April of 2020, we began messaging on this issue of vaccine passports. We began messaging on apps that would trace and track your every movement and be the ticket, like a passport is to get on an airplane or to travel in a foreign country, to even go to a grocery store, to shop, to dine, to go to church, to go to work. And that was over a year ago that we began messaging on this. And now, obviously, they are admitting exactly what we've said, that they're using freedom as a carrot. And in fact, what this particular person said on CNN, she was talking to Chris Cuomo. Her name was Dr. Leanna Wen, former Baltimore City Health Commissioner and President Emeritus of Planned Parenthood. She appeared on CNN to say, quote, "We have a very narrow window to the reopening policy to vaccination status, because otherwise, if everything is reopened, then what is the carrot going to be? How are we going to incentivize people to actually get the vaccine?" Then the CNN contributor continues, she wants to force people to take the vaccine. She said, quote, "Make it clear to them that the vaccine is the ticket back to the pre-pandemic life. The window to do this is really narrowing. Because states are reopening, the government needs to come out a lot bolder and say, if you're vaccinated, you can do all these things. Here's all these freedoms that you can have if you are vaccinated. Because otherwise, people are going to go out and enjoy these freedoms anyway."
It's just keeping the fear factor going. That's what it's doing.
I mean, that's stunning. I mean, we said that before, that they try to use fear to take your freedom. And then they use freedom as a carrot. Oh, if you want your freedom back, then you have to do this. At first, you resist, but then they keep shutting you down, locking you down, threatening your job, all these other kinds of things that are going on, fearing people, putting the fear tactics out there. And then they keep saying, now all you need to do is take this shot and everything will be fine. You'll be fine. You won't get sick, and you'll have all this freedom.
You know, it reminds me of Nazi Germany, Matt. I mean, they kept saying, you need to do this. It's the best for you, best for you. Walk this way. It's the best. It's the best. And of course, they end up walking to their death. And you look at Planned Parenthood, Bill Gates, those who are pushing these so-called vaccines, they are eugenists. They want, and he has actually come out on a TED Talk and publicly said, it's about population control. We want to lower the population. And he does it through abortions and through vaccines.
Hey, yeah, and he wants, and all that is to reduce CO2 emissions, he said, to zero.
To get rid of people.
And in order to do that, you have to reduce the population.
Right.
You know, this, I have a friend. And one of the things I mentioned last year, and we were the first ones to message on this, that they want to use this COVID as a springboard to push a vaccine passport and tracking and tracing apps. Now, we already knew that this was in the work long before COVID. This is not because of COVID. It was in the works long before COVID.
They just found COVID to be a gift to them to
exactly
do this.
China had already been doing it.
Yeah.
They have the social credits. You take your app and it tells everything that you do. And if you go to the grocery store, it'll give you higher social credits if you buy certain things as opposed to other things or where you go. So it's going to give you a bad social credit if you ultimately go to a church. And so those social credits then are used to allow you to either enter or not enter. So they track everything. And then when COVID came, they did the same thing with regards to COVID. But Bill Gates and others, because of his interest, his agenda to vaccinate everybody on the globe.
He's a eugenist.
And he's a eugenist. So here's what they have been thinking. This was long before COVID, by the way, that everybody on the planet needs to be vaccinated with all kinds of vaccines. It's not just COVID, because COVID didn't exist then. And that's all kinds of vaccines that you would get on an annual basis. Everybody on the planet has to be vaccinated.
Does that mean he's going to be vaccinated?
Well, good question. The Chinese officials don't want to get the COVID
Isn't
vaccine.
Isn't that interesting?
Isn't that interesting?
Yes.
They're making up medical excuses why they can't take the COVID vaccine. A good majority of them, by the way.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, but how do you do that? Well, the only way you can vaccinate everybody on the planet is if you can know who's vaccinated and who's not, right? So you can't just take people's word for it. So you have to give them some kind of identification, a license. And that license is a digital license. It could be an implant that is a digital license in your body, or it could be, to begin with, on your cell phone. And that will then tell you whether you are vaccinated or not, with all whatever vaccines are required in that particular country. Then what they have to do is they want to trace and track you. They want to find out what your movements are. And that is the tracing and tracking app. This has been in the works for a long time, friends. And then bottom line is, if you don't get vaccinated, and again, this is long before COVID. COVID is just one of many that they want to add. If you don't get it, then your freedom will be taken away. So you won't be able to fly. You won't be able to go out into the various public areas, go to restaurants, go to other public events, and so forth. You just won't be able to do that. We also quoted last year from MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology. They have a magazine called Technology Review. And in that magazine, they actually talk about, and this was last year early on, in the early phases of these lockdowns, they talked about this tracing and tracking app and that we would have to get used to it to come back to normal life, and you would get used to it just like the TSA restrictions after 9/11, but this is going to be necessary. Everyone's going to have it. So this traces and tracks everything. Now, I have a friend from Israel, a very good friend. He is a believer. And he is one of the people, there's a lot of friends that I have in Israel that refuse to get the Pfizer injection over there, but he got the two Pfizer injections. He showed me on his cell phone his green passport, what they call green passport in Israel, which is a big QR code. So he shows that when he goes to different places, when he travels, when he goes to a restaurant or wherever he goes, and he gets easy access. He also has an app on his phone. This is in Israel now, by the way. This is the only free elected democratic country, if you will, in the Middle East. This is not China. This is Israel. It's an ally of the United States of America. Yet they have on his cell phone a tracing and tracking app. It tracks everywhere he goes. And so if he's in a wedding or with a meeting and somebody is in that same area that has the app, and that person may have been exposed to somebody who's been exposed to COVID, it will give an alert and it'll tell him to go into quarantine. And that is his home, and it's a parameter around his home. And if you go outside of that, it'll alert the authorities, and the authorities will come and enforce you to stay in your little, like, basically house arrest.
So are they mandating this over in Israel now?
They're not mandating it yet.
They're strongly encouraging
it. They're strongly encouraging it. And I think what happens is when you get the vaccine, you get, or the injection, you get it. I have a friend over there, other friends that are saying there's no way. But they're very, very, very concerned about what happens if they don't get it. Not because of their health, mm-hmm. But because of whether they're going to be able to work or even go out into the community. Now imagine this tracking and tracing app, and you go to church and somebody in your church allegedly has been exposed. Now the whole church goes into lockdown and the whole church gets locked down.
Wow.
So Governor Ron DeSantis has issued the executive order in Florida saying no government, no private entity can force this vaccine passport.
Texas Governor Abbott has done the same.
Did the same, and there's three other states where the governors have said the same thing, but they haven't issued executive orders yet. Walmart, by the way, is pushing vaccine passports. Yes, Walmart. Walmart's pushing it. So we, and by the way, a number of airline organizations and associations, they're pushing it as well.
Yeah.
So talk about international travel, but also talk about local travel. So we need to get these governors like Ron DeSantis in Florida, like Greg Abbott in Texas, to say, no, not in my state. Stop this. You should have a free choice. Federal law requires that you have a free choice with these COVID injections. But you should have a free choice. You shouldn't have to carry a health passport, a digital passport. You shouldn't have to reveal your medical history. You should not have to have a tracing and tracking app. Say no to these. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/vaccine. We have a fax program, a petition program there, lc.org/vaccine. We need to stop this now.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776.